Let's go.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
The boys left to their own devices this morning.
Our own devices? We have been left too.
Producer Callum is not here. He is still very much alive.
He's alive.
He's just on his holidays.
He's here in spirit.
And then producer John, the man, friendly guy who we were speaking to on Friday who was in, he is on his holidays. I follow both of them on Instagram. Callum's been very quiet. Producer John, he was
rubbing alpacas.
With alpacas.
Yep.
It was great. That looks like so much fun. It's out in Greystones, I believe.
What do you do with the alpacas?
You walk with them for a few hours and then you have strawberries and Prosecco.
You walk with them?
Yeah. I don't think you go on top of an alpaca. They're kind of small.
Do they do the Bray to Greystones walk?
Jesus, I wouldn't know. Quite the sight. I don't know why people go jogging in Bray to Greystones. I know you went there recently.
People were jogging past me.
A weird route to go jogging because it's so... You know, it's always so busy there. It's hard to get around people.
So people went... I was there on the Monday I took off. And I understood because it was quiet Monday morning. Not many people walking there. And I saw the appeal of it then. Because it was a beautiful day. The scenery is gorgeous. And it's 5 kilometres. So if you want to do a 10K run, 5 up, 5 down. Lovely. Mm. But on a busy day, you wouldn't do that on a Saturday or Sunday because it's a very popular attraction. And I can only imagine how annoying it is because I think it's very busy.
And it's also...
narrow.
You'd fall over. Like, there's a bit of scree from time to time.
Scree is a great word.
Yeah, I don't fully know what it is.
No,
I'm
scree
picturing
is correct, yeah.
Little pebbles.
Yeah, scree. But there wouldn't be pebbles. It'd be more kind of shards of rocks and stuff like that.
Do you think anyone walks there at night time? Because they don't close it. It's just
sure
a route.
They have. Yeah.
That'd be terrifying.
Is it quicker to go that way or... No, I'm sure it's quicker to go walk on the road.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're in Bray and go, just heading off home now. Where are you getting taxi? No, I'm going to walk the Bray to Greystones.
Jesus.
There's no light. It's grand. I'll feel my way. Oh, look, I'm playing B.O.B. Magic. I got the magic in me.
B.O.B. Doesn't he believe that the world is flat?
Him and Freddie Flintoff.
Well,
I don't know if
Freddie
Flintoff...
Well?
Is he just looking for attention though?
Disappointed with Freddie.
On the show this morning, we talk about driving test failures. We talk about my new thing. Nathan is on drugs. Catchphrase on the radio makes a return, and a naked man running wild in Berlin. Here we go.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Dublin.
Are you ready?
Live across the city, the only way to start your day.
Let's go.
103.8 Fully Charged.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 7:04 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Thank you very much for tuning in this morning. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Why, hello. Graham, do you notice anything different about me? I have one crutch.
All right, yeah.
I went to the doctors on Friday. If you don't know, I've been on 2 crutches the last 2 weeks because I've injured my knee. Let's just say I'm smiling over here.
Why?
Life is good.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why in 5 minutes' time.
Well, because you're one crutch down.
Yeah.
You're making me very uneasy watching you hobble around the place.
I'm like Splinter, the rat in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
We'll get to why you're very happy in just a few.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Sometimes it feels like casualty in the studio.
What is wrong with us two?
I have a knee injury. You have a big juicy spot on your nose. A few scabs on your lips. Are you in a tussle over the weekend?
I'm in a tussle every weekend.
The black eye has gone.
Yeah.
Thank God, it was putting me off.
I have a match tomorrow, so I'm sure I'll get another injury.
I'll be back. Well, on Friday after the show, I left immediately. I had to see the doctor. And let me tell you something, I was happy with the visit. Because there I was, hobbling on my 2 crutches, really feeling the pain. And the doctor said, you're not going to need 2 crutches anymore once I'm done with you. She gave me a prescription, Graham.
Yeah.
I'm on very strong painkillers right now.
Right.
I'm loving life.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. I have a big smile on my face. The clouds are shining.
How long do you have to take these painkillers for?
2 weeks.
Oh, right.
So the show is going to be very different for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't have much filter. Let me just tell you what I'm on. 6 Sulpidine a day and 2 Vimovos.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know as well. I'm just taking them. They're very strong. They make me feel quite giddy. I am in a good mood. I actually do want to make an apology to you.
Yeah.
I felt very awkward on Saturday morning. I called you
yes.
when you were going for a walk with your girlfriend. And I had just listened to a podcast about radio. And I was so enthusiastic, honestly. And I gave you a call. And I could sense that when you answered the phone, you were thinking, why are you calling me on a Saturday morning? I see enough of you. And I just went on and on. And looking back, I did 95% of the talking.
I'll tell you what was happening on the other end of that call. So the call started when Claire was filling up her car with petrol and I was in the passenger seat. And it continued, we were in Stillorgan, and it continued till we were up in the Dublin mountains.
Please don't say I was on loudspeaker.
You weren't on loudspeaker.
Oh, thank God.
Claire didn't know who was on the phone.
Yeah.
She goes, it sounds like Nathan, but it doesn't seem like a conversation Nathan will be having.
No.
Then we started to get lost. So I was trying to humour you while on one ear and then trying to direct Claire on Google Maps with the other phone. And I'm like, I can't hang up on him. He sounds really weird. I think he's on strong painkillers. And I don't want to upset him because he seems very passionate about radio right now.
I was so passionate. It was like a TED talk. I was telling you how incredible this medium is, how a lot of people probably turn their nose up on radio in 2020, but I said it's phenomenal. It's better than the TV,
Graham.
You're
not supposed to say this type of stuff. This is the painkillers coming in now, guys. Let's talk about the one crutch. The one crutch makes me feel uneasy.
Why?
It's like you're about to put in an insurance claim. You've been in an accident. Nothing's actually wrong with you, but you're hobbling around just in case the paparazzi will catch you. And they'll put the photo in the papers.
Let's address the elephant in the room. I'm still going to need lifts.
I saw the one crutch.
I'm moving gingerly.
We did have an agreement that I'd give you a lift home. But if my sources are correct,
yeah,
didn't your doctor say it's better that you keep on walking to straighten out the leg?
Yeah, but the walk from Bilali Lewis stop to my apartment block is
just
a bit too far away.
Just enough.
Since I've paid you the €20 in petrol, I haven't gotten a lift from you. So what's happened there?
It's a good deal, isn't it? Do you need a lift today?
I do, yeah. Immediately after the show.
Oh, I've got a lot of work to do. I might believe it's about 3. So maybe you start your own lift.
The Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Nathan, you know I turned 29 a couple of months ago.
What's the secret?
You're 29 tomorrow week.
I am.
Yeah.
18th of August. Is it on a Monday, is it? How disappointing.
Tomorrow week, Nathan, is Tuesday.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm very old.
No, it's the painkillers, I understand. But you know, I'm approaching 30 and I'm thinking, do you know what? I'm sure there's going to be a renaissance in my life. I want to take up something new and I want to look back at my 30s. So I look back at my 20s is when I started playing football again with the Ranelagh Gaels.
Yeah.
Very happy playing GAA. My 30s, what's my 30s going to be?
Well, wasn't there a brief period you were playing badminton with your roommate Brian?
That's my winter sport.
Okay.
That's my winter sport to keep fit during the winter. So I will continue doing that. But I was like, what is my 30s? What's my renaissance going to be? And I'm testing out a few things. And over the last week, I've tested out sea swimming.
All right, you can't swim.
I'm not a great swimmer. I can swim. I can swim.
I've never seen you swim before.
But I'm not a great swimmer. So it all started last week, this day last week on the bank holiday Monday, myself and Claire. Claire's a good swimmer. She goes sea swimming. And I went with her and her friends. And I was like, over the last couple of weeks, I've been to the beach 3 times. Before the Renaissance
happened.
Where
are you swimming?
Well, I was away in Clare. I was also down the Vico. And I was in Dollymount. And neither time did I go in. I was always there at the side. I'll mind your bag. It's all good.
I'm sorry. So Claire and her friends are swimming while you're just standing watching them like a lemon?
Yes.
Okay.
So I decided that I'm going to get into sea swimming. It all started last week. I went to Dollymount Strand. You know Dollymount Strand, though, is a massive beach.
Yeah.
We started walking into the sea and I was like, okay, this is going to be the beginning of it now because I want to go down to the 40 foot. I want to go down to the Vico. I want to go down to Sandy Cove. I want to do all those things, but I don't want to kind of jump in. I want to ease myself in gently where there's not a lot of people
around.
That's
a good idea.
Went to Dollymount. walked into Dolly Mount. We nearly ended up in, I'd say, Wales by the time the water started to go even above my knee.
The tide was too far out.
And we're in there for about 5 minutes, and I said, you know what? At least I tried.
Yeah.
So then yesterday, I said, I want to go sea swimming. But I don't want to go to the Vico. I don't want to go to the 40 foot. I don't want to go there. I need to go to another beach.
What beach did you go to?
Malahide Beach.
Oh.
A long way away. So I'm from Stillorgan. So to go to Malahide Beach was, the day was nearly gone. It was 40 to 50 minutes to get to Malahide Beach, and it was very busy, and it was hard to park, so it was a big outing to go up there.
I've never been to Malahide Beach. Just describe it as a beach. Is there a lot of pebbles? Dogs do their business there?
It's a sandy beach, so you got the kind of small little marina in Malahide town. But then as you keep going a little bit further north, you've got the beach. Very wavy beach. Oh. Very windy as well. However, when we got there thinking, all right, a lot of the day, Claire goes, we'll find you a beach, because she understands I don't want to go to those jump-in spots. We're going to go to Malahide. It's the only place that has the tide in around 4 o'clock. Got there, saw an old sign, no swimming.
No swimming?
No, strong currents, and there was a person swimming with a big cross through them.
Ah.
I was like, are you joking? We travelled the whole way to Malahide, and you couldn't even swim.
So what did you do?
We walked along a bit, and we saw a little patch where people were swimming. And so we went in. We didn't go any swimming though, we walked up. But this is the start of it now. This is my renaissance. In my 30s, I'm going again to sea swimming, and next Sunday, I'm going down to Sea Point or Sandy Cove, one of those places. I don't understand the difference between them all. They all look the same to me, and I'm going to jump in.
Graham, this is my amazing big thing. News.
This is my big thing.
You know, my parents do sea swimming every morning. You could go down and swim with them.
I can't because I'm on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately. But this is it. So next week, if I'm not in it, you know what? It didn't go too well.
I'm going to buy you Speedos.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
We are not giants here. We are two democratic cowboys. It is the showbiz shootout. We walk hand in hand dressed in cheap leather. And we each have a showbiz news story. And at the end...
So we don't know what's going to happen today, because we've got no Sheriff Producer Callum. We've got no Deputy Producer John. An empty seat.
Yeah.
Is in the studio. We're by ourselves. It's like a free class when the substitute teacher comes in, but there's actually no substitute teacher, that they forgot to book one. Left us to our own devices.
Will I begin?
Yeah, what do you have?
Our friends from the show, they're injuring themselves. Sure, last week, Katie Price broke both her feet in Turkey trying to climb over a wall. I've injured my knee. I'm calling myself a friend of the show.
Of course, you're a very close friend of the show, of course.
And Simon Cowell.
I've seen this.
Nearly broke. Well, no, actually did break his back over the weekend. He was testing out an electric bicycle. He was doing a wheelie and he fell off at the back and just obviously injured himself. I should say he's okay.
He's okay.
He's in hospital. They're saying he will make a recovery.
Thankfully.
But you would worry. Jesus, Simon. And I'm delighted to say that I actually did get an interview of the weekend that I'd like to play out on the show.
With Simon?
Well, you be the judge. Can you please tell us what happened? And do you feel guilty about it? Oh, wow. That's an electric bike.
Oh.
I interviewed the electric bike.
I had no idea what that was.
You were thinking Simon Cowell. Yeah, actually sounded like a Hoover.
Didn't it? Do you know what? That's the first time I've ever wondered, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I've come close.
No, I could see the look on your face. You were worried.
Okay. Is that why you went and where you walked straight into the office this morning, into the recording booth, because I'm recording something?
I was a man on a mission.
Okay. We now have the location for this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We know it's not going to be in Australia this year because of COVID.
Where is it?
It is going to be in a rural castle in North Wales called Gairic Castle. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, because it's Welsh, but it's G-W-R-Y-C-H.
Sounds very aggressive.
Gairic Castle.
I'll meet you in Gairic.
Gairic Castle. A couple of different articles I've read this morning, I've seen that the castle is actually haunted.
Oh.
And I want to do a little bit of research to find out, like, who's haunting it? What's the deal with the ghosts? And one story I found is the duty manager of the castle grounds. Actually, let's do this one. That's a bit more fun.
Yeah, okay. What's going on with this ghost?
Duty manager at the castle grounds said they had a paranormal experience in 2018. He said, terrified, I heard the chain on the main gates rattle slightly, and then footsteps began to advance towards me. How spooky is that? The alleged ghost is Winifred, Countess of Dundoland, who died back in 1924 and was one of the last occupants of the castle.
What does he want?
Winifred! What do you want?
Maybe Winifred wants to take part in the Bush Tucker trial.
It doesn't end there. You know when you Google, I'm a celeb, castle haunted, and a few different articles come up. I saw this one, and then I saw underneath it. Horse ghost.
Oh, dreaded horse ghost.
This is a different article. According to paranormal expert Sean Owen, the horse is said to roam the grounds of the 19th century folly, making noises where old stables used to stand. He said, I was filming and heard a great sound. It was a horse breathing through its nose. That was fantastic. What was compelling about it was where the stables used to be. So this is going to kind of take I'm a celeb slash ghost hunter slash paranormal activity vibe this year. It's going to be interesting. Hopefully they don't have to eat the ghost horse.
I think I read over the weekend that they're no longer doing Bush Tucker trials.
Yes,
though.
Because of kind of animal rights in England. So I don't know what they're going to do to replace it. You can't get the win this morning,
Nathan,
because that was atrocious.
It was an electric bicycle.
No, you can't do it. I'm getting the win this morning.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it.
I'll put my hand up. We're running a little bit late this morning for Gotta Get It Wrong. Producer Callum isn't here. Producer John isn't here. I'm producing the show. And I want to apologise.
We'll put all the blame on Nathan. This is where we put 1 minute on the clock and all you have to do is get the questions wrong. If you top our leaderboard, you win 100 quid. Leanne is playing this morning. Leanne, you just have to get in a little bit of breakfast in the garage. What did you get?
I just picked up a bottle of orange juice and a sausage roll.
Oh, lovely. Now, is the sausage roll nice and fresh, yeah?
Yes, and it's the large ones, the nice ones.
A little treat for a Monday morning, huh?
That's exactly it.
All right, Leanne.
Do you ever get ketchup with the sausage roll and they put it in the deli bag and then when you actually try and retrieve the sausage roll like you're ready to eat it, it's just like a car crash in there. The ketchup is everywhere.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be me now, Nathan.
That's just me.
Well, that's just you.
Leanne, let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, Leanne. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Okay, it is Monday, so you're going to set the score, Leanne. Let's go.
Okay.
Do your best Hillary Clinton impression.
Hi, boys, how are you?
What noise does a grasshopper make?
Bah.
What's 68 minus 9?
0.
14 plus 14 is 28. True or false?
True.
Who manages Everton?
Hilary Duff.
What sport did Rikishi Fatu play?
Tennis.
What was Dwayne Johnson's wrestler name?
The Hulk.
Name a Lindsay Lohan film.
Gone with the Wind.
Name a Cillian Murphy film.
The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas.
What nationality is Cristiano Ronaldo?
He is Irish.
What do you put in a kettle?
Milk.
What mode of transport does Ryanair offer?
A bus service.
What mode of transport does Aer Lingus offer?
A car service.
What's the capital of Japan?
Dublin.
What's the capital of Greece?
Spain.
Hum the Kenan and Kel theme song. How do you spell udder?
O-T-T.
What rhymes with banjo?
Avatar.
Oh, this was insane. Leanne, how did you find it?
Good, not a bother. My heart's a bit racing, but sure, look.
I have to say, it's a Monday morning and you are just bringing your A game.
Yeah.
You are so sprightly. You're so friendly. You're a reliable friend. You're generous. You give some fantastic birthday presents. You reminded me of someone.
Who?
Leanne, you reminded me of Larry the Lobster in SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Do you remember Larry the Lobster?
I do indeed.
Had an enormous back.
Yeah, he was a big boy. Big boy.
Well, I can tell you, Leanne, you got 16.
Top of the leaderboard.
Let's be having you. Leanne, how do you feel?
I like that. Good. Yeah, I'm delighted with that.
Leanne, if nobody gets 17 or more between now and Friday. That 100 euro is yours, Leanne. Thank you very much for playing this morning.
Thanks a million, guys. Have a lovely day.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And this morning, we're looking for your driving test disaster stories. Give us a text or WhatsApp on 087 711 1038 because there's a great article this morning. It is about the complaints that were made to the Road Safety Authority about driving tests this year.
Ah.
And one of my favourite ones, I was looking through them, a few interesting ones about... This is my favourite one, just a funny one. How the tester refused to shake someone's hand beforehand. And this is before COVID, so this is in February.
Just didn't want to shake someone's hand.
The tester didn't want to shake the hand. So I don't know, was there mind games going on there? But this is my favourite one. It comes from the north of the country. And it says that throughout the journey of my test, so this is the person who was complaining, every time I came to a stop sign and stopped the car, he persisted to fling himself back in the seat. So I presume the driving instructor flung himself back into the seat.
What?
Every time they stopped the car. They said this happened even before they left the test centre and before the car had even moved into second gear. So imagine that.
Why was he doing that?
You're a little bit nervous. You're driving the car and you think the person beside you who literally holds the power to you being able to drive on your own or not, it's just flinging the
wall. That will put you off.
Now, maybe this person is a very bad passenger, which means they've picked a really bad career to be a passenger with people who are learning to drive. And some people aren't the best when they're going in to do the test. I know I would be a horrendous...
Oh, I'd be terrible.
...driving instructor because I'm a bad passenger. I hold on to the handle on the door. I'm looking for the pedals on the ground and I'm in the passenger seat. But come on, man. If this is your job... You shouldn't be flinging yourself back in the seat every time the car came to a stop. Nathan, we've talked about your driver in the past.
Look, I'm a very professional driver.
Professional is one way to put it. I'd call it crap.
I would say my very first driving test, it was a disaster. But I really feel sorry for myself. The driving instructor, he was such a scary man. He was angry with the world, Graham.
Okay.
He didn't like me. And I'm in the car, and you know yourself, you're so nervous. You're trying to remember all the training that you've learned over the last few lessons. And I'm there behind the wheel, and I'm driving up a straight road. I remember it was around Rathgar, and the man said, take a left here. When you go by, take your first left. And I just went by the left and I kept going straight. And then he looked at me and said, do you understand English? And I thought, goodness gracious, he was so aggressive. And then he actually took hold of the steering wheel at one point. He went, what are you doing? And I went, I don't think I'm going to pass.
Oh my God, I couldn't do it. I remember before my test, I went for a lesson with my instructor beforehand. And we got on really well, but I was naturally nervous as well the morning beforehand. So we did the reversing around a corner thing and I clipped the curb. And out of the blue, she screamed at me going, this isn't the time to be making mistakes the morning of your test.
That doesn't help.
And then, but you know what? It was the best thing to ever happen to me because then I relaxed. I go, well, there isn't a hope in hell I'm passing my test today. Relaxed. And I passed.
Craig in Firhouse says, I was doing my test and the driving tester had a coffee in his hand. Ended up spilling it in my car and it absolutely stank.
There's nothing worse than having coffee spilled in your car. It happened before to me. Because it's the milk.
Yeah.
If the milk gets into the carpet of the car, it stinks. We got Joe on WhatsApp voice note.
Well, lads, first time I done my test, my instructor, he told me to take a right. And I took a right, but I took it a bit hard. And the tyres did a bit of a screechy noise. So, he failed me for dangerous driving. Passed the second time, though.
You got to be careful. You got to avoid the screechy tyres.
Yeah, if you hear a screech when you're doing your test, it's probably not going to end well. Sarah says, I crashed into the back of someone on my way to do my test.
Oh no.
Still passed first time. Imagine how shook you'd be and then turning up at the centre and your car is completely smashed in.
Yeah, the bumper falling off. Ursula, you got a story for us. What happened?
It was 10, it was 10 years ago, so I don't remember exactly, but I had my driving test and the day before my car broke down. And so I had to drive my instructor's car, which I'd never driven before because I learned in my own car. I couldn't find, when we were driving, the instructor had to tell me where the windshield wipers were. He had to tell me to change gears. I reversed around the corner and I cut out, and I didn't realise it cut out, and I kept trying to drive the car, and he had to say to me, the car's not on, you have to restart it.
Oh no.
I was also really hungover because I thought I'd have a couple of night before to ease my nerves, and it wasn't a good idea.
No.
Don't recommend that. I think he just felt really sorry for me because I think he just saw that I was completely without hope. So I passed it.
But
I had the most marks you can have without failing. So I think he just got to a point where he'd filled in all the marks and said, you know what? God love her. Let her just pass, because I think he just felt so sorry for me.
And it's so crucial when they give you the news and you're surprised not to look really surprised. Like, really? Oh my God.
Because you get out of the car and I was like, well, that's that. And at the start, by the way, you know, you're supposed to open up the hood at the start.
Oh,
I couldn't quite figure out how to do it. He had to show me how to do that as well because I didn't know the car. So we got out of the car at the end and I was just shaking my head, actually shaking it. And he was like, I don't know what you're shaking your head for. You passed.
Wow.
What a lovely tester.
Insane, Ursula. Well, congratulations. You must be some sort of a good driver. We have Adele. Adele, this happened a while ago, but tell us your story.
Yeah, he asked me what I was doing after. Was I doing that after the test? I was like, no, not doing that. And Sex and the City was just out, the first ever film. And he's like, would you be into going in to see that? And I was like, no, you're all right. Dan. No, I'm not really into going to the pictures. So we got out of the car, went in, you know, give your stairs or whatever. And then he goes, oh, congratulations, you passed. And I was like, oh, thanks very much. Any chance of going to the pictures? No. And that was it.
Oh, my God.
So you didn't want to see Carrie Bradshaw in the pictures with your driving test instructor, no?
Didn't.
God, could you imagine if you said no to him and he failed you?
Failed. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but no, see, I'm very good at driving, so
maybe Adele, that's what I needed in my first test because it went so badly. So imagine if I started driving and just looked at the man and said, "Do you want to see Sex and the City too?"
Adele, thanks very much for sharing this morning.
No worries, bye. Thanks.
See you, Adele.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
And listen to this: we want you to discover new Freddo Treasures, the space series, with Cadbury Dairy Milk buttons. And listen to this, when you get them, you get a surprise toy in every chest. That's class.
This is incredible. We want you to experience some of the best stargazing that Ireland has to offer with a visit to the Mayo Dark Sky Park, Ireland's first international dark sky park. I'm actually going through the prize here. Listen to this. A two-night accommodation for two adults and two children in a self-catering lodge.
Yes, please.
You have Olympus binoculars.
So I can stargaze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have an Apexel smartphone camera lens kit.
I'm sorry, what?
This is everything.
I'm sorry, what? It's perfect because, you know, people have to go on staycations. We're being urged not to go abroad. This is cool. Go to the Dark Sky Parks in Mayo. How do I win, I hear you?
How do I win?
Yeah. Well, it is, of course, new Freddo Treasures, the space series. Every day, we're going to be joined by our outer space correspondent. Be warned, bit of a weirdo, this guy.
Oh, I hear very good looking.
Bit of a weirdo. He's going to join us on the show, and he's going to describe something in the treasure chest. If you can tell us what the item is, give us a text or WhatsApp on 087 711 1038. Again, a little bit of weirdo. Oh, here he is.
Hello there, it is I, the lanky alien. Your very first clue. This apparatus seems to sit on top of the human smelling organ and in front of their vision receptors. Your second clue. It appears to make the world darker for the individual human, but no one else. And your last clue, friend of the show Bono, he likes to wear these. And dare I say, he looks very sexy when he has them on. That is all from me. Bye-bye.
Ooh.
Oh, I really like that
guy. Get away. Get out
of
here.
He's a great voice.
And don't come back. Or maybe tomorrow, because we got to get another clue for another prize. So let us know what is in there. And you could be this morning's qualifier for that great prize. Paul, how are you?
How's it going? How's things?
All right, Paul. Did you have a nice weekend?
Ah, yeah. Good. Busy.
Keep him busy. Well, look, we're looking for a qualifier for this great prize. We're going to give it away at the end of the week. It's a trip to Mayo Dark Sky Park. Would you like that for a partner and some kids? Do you have them?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Two small kids and the partner, so.
Oh, this is right. Perfect.
Brilliant, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, you know, our outer space correspondent, he joined us and he told us that this item sits on top of the human smelling organ in front of the human vision receptors, and Bono sometimes wears them. Well, actually all the times wears them, and he says he looks pretty sexy. Can you tell us what the item is?
Sunglasses, it has to be.
Sunglasses, you're damn right, Paul. Correct. Back of the net, how do you feel?
Happy days, delighted.
Paul, you are one step closer to winning this incredible prize. On Friday we're going to give it away, but so far you are our first qualifier. So Paul, very close to winning. Thanks very much for tuning in this morning. And we may be chatting to you on Friday. Bye.
Thanks, lad.
See you, Paul. Take
bye-bye.
Care, man.
And if this prize interests you, we got more chances every single morning after 9 o'clock to be within a chance to go to the qualifier Friday, giving away that prize.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Graham and Nathan.
Get ready, Graham.
Catchphrase on the radio.
Oh, yeah. You're singing it like you mean it. Catchphrase on the radio. Graham just stole catchphrase from the TV and brought it onto the radio.
This morning playing is Martin. It's the trilogy.
Well, look what the cat dragged in.
Are you talking about yourself?
How dare you, Martin?
If you don't know who this famous player is, this is Martin. He came on a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it was about a month and a half ago when Nathan was smack talking on air. He was on a great run. Nathan put him in his place. It was the second time you met Nathan. And I said, Martin, come back in a few more weeks and we'll do the trilogy. Can you win 3 out of 3 against Nathan?
Let me tell you something.
I remember the two partial catchphrases. Two.
Go on.
The first one was tasty at all medicine.
Yeah.
And the second one was Snooze Lewis.
Snooze. Martin.
The two of them are what you should be thinking about now. If you snooze your Lewis. So you have a chance.
And taste your own medicine as well.
Let me tell you something,
that
Martin.
That could be mine, man.
Martin, you are the Lance Armstrong of catchphrase on the radio. I don't trust you. I feel like there's a lot of brown envelopes being passed around here. I know my family are listening right now. I'm not going to let them down.
You can't. This is the third time now.
Here we go. All right. For new listeners, because Martin knows the rules. New listeners. I'm going to give Martin and Nathan 3 clues to a catchphrase. After each clue, they get 1 guess. First person to guess it correctly wins. And remember, and it's very important in this one, I will never use the words in the catchphrase in the clues.
You don't need to tell me that. You probably need to tell Martin.
Martin, Nathan, clue number 1. This catchphrase takes place in a circus.
Clowning about.
The Lion Tamer.
We're just setting up. We're
that was
vibing.
A good guess, Martin.
You're vibing each other out. Okay, clue number 2. There is an animal only capable of a single illusion.
A leopard never changes its spots.
Okay, Martin, you get 1 more
He's
guess.
He's laughing at me. Martin's laughing at me right now.
You guessed that the last one.
I did. It's my go-to one when I'm struggling.
An elephant never forgets.
Oh, God, I thought that was this.
Okay.
This makes no sense. I'm very confused.
Okay, you got to be both on it now because you're going to get it. I'll go back. Clue number 1, this catchphrase takes place in a circus. Number 2, there is an animal only capable of a single illusion. And number 3, the animal in question is a small horse.
Hold on.
That will do, donkey. That will do.
Martin.
Oh, Jesus.
It's something to do with a donkey. It's something like
kicking the donkey.
I'll tell you now, because you're going to waste your time. It's nothing got to do with the donkey.
A mule. Clint Eastwood's
that
film,
is a
The
donkey.
Mule.
That is a donkey.
What's a small horse?
Pony. I've never heard this catchphrase.
Smaller.
Okay. What's another word for illusion?
Trick. A pony trick.
A pony likes
small horse only has one trick.
One trick pony! One trick pony! One trick pony! One trick pony!
I got it!
I got it!
Gentlemen, I'm going to VAR.
Got it.
We need to look.
I definitely got
VAR checking. Possible Martin getting in before Nathan.
Martin was talking crap.
VAR denied. Nathan O'Reilly wins!
Oh, thank you!
No way!
Yeah! Let's be having you,
Nathan,
Martin!
Nathan got in a 0.5 of a second with one trick pony.
Daddy's home, Martin. Daddy's home.
No.
Martin, kiss my feet.
There's an appeal. There's definitely an appeal
there's
going
no
in.
Appeal.
I'm just letting you know that.
The sheriff is in. Back. The sheriff is back. Kiss my feet, Martin.
Congratulations.
Oh, no, that's very nice of you. Thank you, Martin.
No,
we respect each other.
Martin.
And you know what? It was actually a good one. It was just hard to get out of that, though.
Yeah. Look, Martin, I want you to come back in a few weeks, all right?
100%.
I like 100%. To say, Martin.
100%, and what we'll do is it'll be the fourth to three.
I have to say, Martin, we're giving the people what they want. This is box office, baby.
Martin, thank you very much. We'll chat to you soon.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I'll be honest with you. I was worried I wouldn't have anything to talk about. I was rustling through the newspaper. There was no story really speaking to me. And then I went on to Mozilla Firefox and I looked up strange news stories.
Yeah.
Went on to the Mirror Online. The gift that always gives. Listen to this headline. Naked sunbather chases wild boar through park after it steals his laptop bag.
It's got everything.
This is amazing.
That headline has everything.
It really paints a picture. Okay, so this man, I'm going to say he's in his late 50s, heavy fellow. He's completely naked, enjoying himself in a park in Berlin.
Okay, so first of all, is this a naked park? Is this like the place in Dalkey where, what's it called? Hawkhead or something like that. There's a place in Dalkey around the Vico, or is it the Vico?
People get naked in the 40-foot. My parents go down there. I went down there before, and there was just a lot of naked people.
And do Dermot and Suzanne join in with the naked people?
No, thankfully they put on underwear. Not underwear, swimming trunks.
Yeah, I was like,
that'd be weird. I like to wear my boxers in the water. No, it doesn't say in this article if it's a naked park. I'm assuming it is, or he'd be arrested. But there he is sunbathing on a patch of grass. Out of nowhere, a giant wild boar and his two piglets, or her two piglets, pick up the bag. It's a plastic bag for his laptop, which I'm delighted about because, Graham, you've often given me stick that I carry my laptop in a plastic bag
Nathan carries, I've got to give you credit, at least it's one of the bag, the heavier plastic bags, it's not one of the ones that rip pretty easily, but he brings his laptop in a carrier bag. Not, and you might think, Nathan, he probably has a protective case on his laptop. No, just the laptop with nothing on it in a Lidl or Aldi bag.
Quite the image, this. The man got up and started chasing after the adult wild boar and the two piglets. And it was a packed park. Everyone around, they're all wearing clothes. And they took out the phone and started to take pictures of this man.
Would you tackle the boar? Which would you be more frightened of, tackling the naked old man or would you tackling the wild boar?
Well, I will say the man is big. He has an enormous back. He's completely hairless but has a great head of hair.
Yeah.
Now, he never caught up with the wild boar.
Yeah, interesting. So he never got the laptop back.
The boar got away and he was very annoyed, as you would be when your laptop is taken away from you. And one person went up to him and said, I took a picture of all this. Look at the picture of you chasing after the boars. And he said, wow, that's great. Could you actually put that online? And now he has become a bit of a viral sensation. So maybe he'll be given a free laptop, but I do want to say that Berlin is notorious for wild boars. I did not know
actually,
that.
I didn't know that either.
For wild boars and naked large men.
I'd like to know what they did with the laptop. Maybe the boar wanted to set up, I don't know, a LinkedIn page.
A little
like
business.
That. I'm just looking up here. Hawk Cliff around the Vico and Dalkey is apparently okay for nudists. First official nudist beach. So if you want to see Nathan's parents, catch them down there. Hopefully no boars going stealing poor old Dermot's boxers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.